The Medrash explains a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, "Milafanecha mishpati yaitze." In front of you, I want my judgment to go out. And the question that the Medrash has is, why would David HaMelech be davening for judgment? Why would he daven for midas hadin? Doesn't make sense. Shouldn't ask for mishpat. So the Medrash explains that Hashem tells David, and it seems that it's regarding the story of Bathsheba, "You have instituted a Sanhedrin, go and have them judge you." David asks Hashem, "No, I can't be judged by them because they don't accept bribes. Shaychad, because you commanded them in the Torah, Shaychad la'yikach, you can't take a bribe. But you, Hashem, you do accept Shaychad. You take bribes, as it says, Shaychad, May cheik rasha yikach." Hashem takes a bribe from the packet of a rasha. Now, what is the bribe that Hashem accepts? So the Medrash explains, tshuva and ma'asim tovim, good deeds. Hashem admonishes us that as long as the gates of repentance are open, take advantage. I still take bribes, but once you come to the world to come, the Olam Ha'emes, bribes are not accepted anymore. Now, what does this mean? How can we understand a concept of a bribe by Hashem Yisbarach? So the Chafetz Chaim explains that in the method how Hashem judges this world, we know there is Midas HaDin, pure, strict judgment, and there's Midas HaChesed V'Rachamim, judging with mercy and kindness. The way Hashem assesses every single act we take, mitzvah or aveira, tshuva or not, depends on if it is viewed through the lens of Midas HaDin or Midas HaRachamim. There is a judgment after each action is evaluated. Then there's a judgment passed about the person in totality. Can he be considered a tzaddik, and then he gets sent to one place? Or is he considered a rasha, and then he's sent somewhere else? When each act of a person is examined in Shemayim, they leave nothing out. They inspect how closely he adhered to halacha, how perfectly the mitzvah was performed, how sensitive he was to all the ramifications of his actions. For example, when you give tzedakah, you have to see to it that the person receiving doesn't get embarrassed. Then there's a whole other level of inspection on his thoughts and heart. Al kol ne'alam, on all the hidden part of the mitzvah. Hashem sees if you intended l'shem shemayim or not. How much simcha you had, how excited you were to do the mitzvah, how much zrizus you employed, how much emunah you had that this was the best thing in the world. Everything plays a role in evaluating the mitzvah. If the act is judged with strict din, if it doesn't measure up, it's discounted and doesn't count towards considering a person a tzaddik. And if so, many of our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim will be discounted and set aside, and our averus will pile up high, rendering the person a rasha. And even if the person did tshuva, the tshuva itself has to go through this process. And who can fool himself into thinking that he has done a perfect tshuva? But if Hashem treats us with mercy and kindness, then Hashem accepts the mitzvah with all its failings, although there's certainly a difference in how much perfection a person achieves, depending on the level of kavana he had in the mitzvah and how perfectly it was done, and etc., etc. Of course, that makes a big difference, but the main thing is that if Hashem judges with mercy, the mitzvah is not discounted and can measure into whether he is a tzaddik or not. It counts. Likewise, even if a person has many averis, if he's judged mercifully, Hashem can pick apart the averis, saying, here he was a shoygeg, he was mistaken, it's not his fault, and other such reasoning to lessen the severity and thereby change the scale to mostly mitzvahs and making the person a tzaddik. So if a person wants Hashem to deal with him so, it has to work through the lens of judgment as well. Midas HaDin is not satisfied that a person is getting mercy and kindness if he doesn't deserve it. Only if a person practiced chesed and kindness himself, he was merciful in his lifetime, then it stands to reason that Hashem should be merciful with him. And the Midas HaDin is placated. It understands, so to speak, this has a place in din, to allow this person mercy. So as Chazal say, "Kol ha'merachem al habriyos, merachem al min hashamayim." If you have mercy on people, Hashem will have mercy on you. And the pasuk says, "Mipri pi ish tis banafshai," from the fruits of the mouth of a person, his soul will be satiated.